Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, who will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees her nor knows her. You know her, because she abides with you, and she will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the word of the Lord. Jesus tells us that if we love him, we will keep his commandments. Not too many verses before these, in the previous chapter, Jesus gave us a new commandment: to love each other. To love Jesus is to love each other. Every now and then, I get really frustrated by the fact that while love is a big, important word, it can be used in so many different ways and in so many different contexts that its meaning becomes muddied. We love family members and partners and friends, but we also love pets and sweaters and French fries and artists and sports teams and places and smells and books. I think that to love someone is to value their needs as much as your own, to work together to find compromises, to help them become the best version of themselves, to let them challenge you into becoming the best version of yourself, and to care for them and look out for their well-being, even when it isn't easy or convenient or fun. So today I wanted to do something a little different, other than, well, you know, everything. I'd like to have a conversation with you, although our current limitations do make that a little difficult. But I'm going to throw out some open-ended questions, and I invite you to answer them. If you're home by yourself, you might grab a piece of paper and write down a few thoughts. If you are lucky enough to have someone to have conversations with, you might discuss your answers with them. First, what do you think the word love means? Whom do you love? Why do you love them? Not just because you're related to them or legally attached. Why do you love the people you love? How do you show your love? Is there something you could do today to express your love for someone? Where do you see a need for love in the world? What could you do to help fill that need? Love is something concrete. It isn't just sentimental feelings or words or even hugs or notes in the mail. How can we love each other without words or physical touch? What can we do right now to keep our community safe and healthy, even though we're bored as heck and lonely and wishing we could go back to the way things were? And finally, how does actively loving other people bring us closer to God?